You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is a story by my colleague Andy Greenberg, who has the ability to frighten me out of my boots roughly once a week. And his story this week is about a new spying technique that's just been revealed by security researchers in Israel. And it involves light bulbs. Here's the way it works. When I talk, I emit sound waves. They bounce off the walls, they bounce off the ceiling, they bounce off the windows. In fact, it was revealed a few years ago that really smart spies can look at window pane vibrations to figure out what you're saying. They also bounce off light bulbs, including the one on the ceiling above me right now. And when they hit the light bulb, it changes ever so slightly the light that's emitted. And so what the security researchers showed is that they could take a telescope a couple hundred feet away, look at the light bulb, and recreate what a person was saying in the room. It's magic. It's also a little frightening. So what should you do? If you are watching this or listening to this and you are a spy, or you are conducting some kind of a secret operation and you do not want people to know what you're saying, I guess you have to close the blinds. It may help if you attach the light bulb to a fixed object, put a lampshade over it. You probably also need to have changed your window pane so you can't pick up the sound vibrations from them. But probably you should just remember that no matter where you are or what you're doing, someone is probably watching. All right, see you next week.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.